Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode on Stardom 100 Radio with your favorite host, Star T. Davis. Okay, so we have a really juicy topic. It's so much that's trending in the media right now. So I definitely want to take the time to just go ahead and speak about some of the issues that we are seeing trending. And of course, you all know that the biggest thing that's trending right now happens to be dealing with Kevin Hart. Well, on that topic, for those of you who have been keeping up, a few women have come forward for whatsoever. I know one particular woman who's being represented by attorney Lisa Bloom. The client's name is Montia Savage. I hope I said that correct. But anyway, she is in the center of Kevin Hart's sex tape controversy. And currently right now it's pretty heavy. But recently, the attorney stated during a press conference that Montia, who's the young lady's name, she said in a statement, "Montia is a crime victim. Someone apparently snuck cameras into Kevin Hart's private hotel suite in Las Vegas and recorded bedroom images of the two of them. It is a crime to secretly put cameras in a private place like a hotel room. It is another crime to secretly record people in a private place. It is yet another crime to distribute those images. Montia is the victim of multiple felonies under state and federal law." So those of you who have been keeping up, the FBI are involved, and they're just trying to see who took the pictures, who filmed it, and so forth. And there were some rumors going around that Montia, who's the young lady involved in the situation, was seeking money. And her attorney stated, "Montia and I are not asking for a cent from Kevin Hart. This is not about money. We are not suing him. We are not making any claims against him. Any reports to the contrary are false. Kevin Hart appears to be the victim of this criminal, just as Montia is a victim of this criminal." So, they're making it clear that she's not trying to get any money out of him. I believe TMZ was reporting that I think the woman was seeking either $500,000 or some money from Kevin Hart. And if not, she would expose and so forth. We're not sure. The story is continuously unfolding and so much is being discussed. Montia also spoke, making it clear that she is not trying to, you know, she spoke on it. She said, "I'm not here to extort the comedian." She said, "I'm not an extortionist. I'm not a stripper. I'm a recording artist and an actress, and I have not broken any laws. I had nothing to do with these recordings." And she also added that, "I hired Lisa Bloom solely to protect my legal rights. I'm truly sorry for any involvement I had in this." This is pretty deep as this is going forth. But the biggest thing, I mean, and Kevin Hart, he came forth and, you know, he did a video, apologizing for everything that was going down and what had happened. But the big thing about this is, more importantly, why put yourself in a situation like that? Why put yourself in a situation like that anyway? Like, none of this would have happened had you just been, and no offense, and I love Kevin Hart, I really do, but I do believe that we all, at some point, sometimes you just make really, really bad decisions. So in this case, why put yourself in a situation to even have yourself exposed in the media like this? Now, court cases, images, videos, and so forth going around the media about you. You have a pregnant wife who's expecting to deliver your baby any day now. You know, like, not on top of that, you have kids that are old enough to read and watch videos and see what's going on in the media. I feel like when you know, when all of that is going on, you really, really have to think about your actions. Married men, think about your actions, because especially when you have kids, and even if you don't have kids, still think about your actions. Now you're in a situation where even if you don't respect your wife, because men will say, oh, I respect my wife, I love my wife. No, because if you're out cheating on her and doing things like this, there is no love and there is no respect for her. So let's cut that out. Let's cut you respect your love your wife, because respect and love doesn't create pain. Repetitious behavior for cheating. This is not the first time he has been in the media for cheating on his wife. So that, let's cut out with I respect, I love my wife and all that stuff, because no, I think that goes along with the movie Chris Rock did years ago where he said, I think I love my wife. Kevin, I think you love your wife. I don't think you, I don't, it's not a love. I think you love your wife. But anyway, and like I said, this is not to bash Kevin. It's just being real. This is Stardom 100. I keep it real over here. It's real. Respect your family, your wife, or your children at least enough to not do stupid stuff. Like, come on. I know that I don't care how high up you get in the industry, how much money you make, it does not make you invincible. So, in other words, when you do things, the media, the eye of the public is on you 10 times harder than it is on the next person. So you really have to be careful about your decisions. You have to be careful about what you choose to do. Like, this is not a time to get out there and to, you know, play games and disrespect the people that love and care about you. Like, you have a new wife, you know, you have a baby on the way. You just, there's just certain things you have to just be wise about and just say, hey, you know, let me not do this because doing this is going to affect my children. And more importantly, you have a daughter. You have a daughter. You have a beautiful daughter who you, the first man she learns and knows is her father. So she's watching the actions of her father, and what she sees her father do can affect her and her decisions as she grows older and chooses to chooses what type of man she wants to be with and so forth. So all of these things are important. And, I mean, they've had interviews with the ex-wife. Tori Hart has come forth. I guess he previously was cheating in their marriage, you know. From what I hear, Anika was messing with Kevin Hart while he was married to Tori. So, you know, it's like the little circle of life of karma. But despite it all, he really has to understand, like I said, if you don't respect your wife, at least respect your children who have to go to school, who have to deal with other children telling them, oh, we seen your dad in the news. Why are there articles about your dad? Like, think about what you're doing before you do it. Like, that's just not cool. You know, it's really not cool at all. And I don't know if he's just not thinking, but, you know, when he was out in Vegas and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Obviously, what happens in Vegas doesn't stay there all the time, because now all of this is being exposed in the media. You know, and I know he went out there to celebrate his birthday, and the wifey stayed behind, and he just got himself entangled up in some things and probably thought it would stay in Vegas. You know, it would not surface. But however, someone set him up. Someone wanted to expose his behavior. This is, like I said, this isn't the first time that he's in the media for this, for cheating, you know. And it really looks bad, you know, on a comedian that America has grown to love, who has been in all types of films, who really is always exposing how much he loves his children and his family. But yet you're making an image out there that you're a cheater. You are not just a cheater, but a liar. You know, they recently was playing his interview on The Breakfast Club where he was saying he would never cheat because it's too risky. You know, but then you do it, you know. So you have to be a person of your word. You can't just be out here saying things and you know, I always say, you know, practice what you preach. So you can't just be out here making statements and not living up to, you know, what you're saying. And he just recently released a book, which has been a top seller, called I Can't Make This Up, Life Lessons. This should be a life lesson. This should be, actually, you need to do another book, because now this is another life lesson for him, to just stop. Don't get yourself entangled up in things like this, because what you do affects your children, you know, and that's the most important thing. Like I said, I love Kevin Hart. This is not to bash him. This is just stating facts. Do not put yourself in a situation that can ruin your image for your children. Like I said, you may not love your wife, you may not care about your wife, but don't put yourself in a situation that can mess things up for your daughter and your son, who is also watching and learning how he should treat women and so forth. If nobody else matters, let your children matter. You know what I'm saying? If nobody else matters, let your children matter. So this is like one of the biggest topics that's trending right now on social media. Like, it's everywhere. As this case continues to unfold, of course, we'll be talking about it throughout the process. But yeah, that's pretty big. I really hate that all of this is going on, because not long ago, Kevin started this hurricane relief challenge on Instagram, and he had all of these celebrities involved with helping the victims down there with Hurricane Harvey and so forth. And he raised like over $800,000 for that, and it was so positive. So it hurts to see, you know, him go from a positive light into this negative life so soon, you know? So definitely not a good look for Kevin right now, and that's one of the trending topics and so forth. Also, Mystical is another trending topic. Mystical was indicted recently in a rape and kidnapping case. What's going on, Mystical? What's going on? So, anyway, yeah, he was currently indicted in a rape and kidnapping case. The indictment charges that he got, one count each of first-degree rape and second-degree kidnapping, and his bond is set at $3 million. According to the news last month, he surrendered to authorities at Cato Correctional Center, and it stated that he is one of three people who were wanted in connection with an assault that happened back in October at a casino in Shreveport, Louisiana. So, and back in I'm sorry. So anyway, he was involved in it, and you know, it's just kind of crazy. Like, I don't know what happens. I don't know what happens when people get money. I don't know if money starts to get to their head and they start feeling like they're invincible. I'm not sure. I really don't know what happens when they get a lot of money. They just instantly start doing a lot of crazy things, and maybe they feel like, you know, look who I am, you know, whatever the case may be. In other news, Nas and Nicki Minaj are dating. And everybody who knows that Nas's baby mother, well, the mother of his child, was Khalees. And so, of course, a lot of people were wondering, how did she feel about that? How did Khalees feel about, you know, Nas and Nicki dating? I never saw that coming. Let me just say that. I never saw Nas and Nicki coming. But, you know, yeah. So anyway, they're dating right now. And Khalees, you know, she recently liked the comment that was left under one of her Instagram posts that read, nobody cares for a fake couple that's trying to be the Walmart version of JC and Beyonce. Go, Khalees. I'm proud of you and yourself. You're so drama free. And it showed that she liked the comment. So people were saying, you know, what triggered Khalees to like the comment? And a tip was received over at the Jasmine brand that Nicki Minaj fans had invaded the comment section of Khalees's IG, and they were making some nasty comments and about, you know, the quote-unquote milkshake singer, which may have prompted her to hit like and so forth. But, like, if anyone knows, Khalees and Nas were married for, like, 4 years. They have an 8-year-old son. And but since then, she has remarried. But Nas and Nicki Minaj have not confirmed their relationship status. But, you know, she was recently at, like, his birthday celebration and all of that good stuff. I really just don't think Khalees really cares, for real. Like, every time something pops off, people instantly think the ex-wife is so bothered. I mean, like, this is not a Kevin Hart and Tori Hart situation, because I don't even think Tori's bothered. But a lot of times people just think that they need to go to the ex-wife and see if she's bothered. Honey, Khalees is living her life and going on about her business, and she is just so unbothered. But anyway, so these are just some of the top trending topics that are going on. Also, you know, people staying in other folks' business. There, recently an article surfaced saying that Halle Berry had, like, a new boyfriend, and he was, like, 16 years younger than her and all that, you know. Baby, let me just say this. Let people be great. Let people be great. Let people be happy. Okay, if she has a new boyfriend and he's 16 years younger than her, just let her do her thing, honey, because Holly done been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? She done been through a lot with men, and just let her be happy. Let her have love however she finds her love. Let her have it. Let her just be happy, because in this day and time, when everybody want to cheat and sneak around and creep and whatever, let somebody have some kind of happiness. So hats off to you, Holly. If he was 80 years old, it don't matter. If he make you happy, whatever, enjoy your life. So, again, these are some of the trending topics that's going on. Let me quickly remind you all that my new book, You Are Worth the Wait, is available now on Amazon. So go to Amazon, look up You Are Worth the Wait by Tanisha D. Davis, and you will find my new book, You Are Worth the Wait. And the book is just a guide helping, you know, you to discover your self-worth, you know, and to gain the power to wait for your life partner. The reason why I wrote this book was just a guide for those who have struggled with being alone. And, you know, and at times being alone can be the strongest test of your faith. You know, it is like during this time that many begin to forget just how valuable they are, you know. And they lose focus and they find themselves settling for far less than they deserve. And, you know, they just forget that they're worthy. So, you know, if you get in a situation when you do not love yourself and then you make it hard for other people to love you. So this guide, this book that I put together, this guide is just going to help you to discover your self-worth and gain the ability to stand strong and believe that God has someone special waiting just for you, and to know that you don't have, you do not have to rush love because good things take time. Okay, so I want each of you that are tuned into the show to go to Amazon, order my new book, You Are Worth the Wait. And if you are in the Mobile area, I will personally sign a copy of your book. I'll be doing a book signing soon. But go now to Amazon, order my new book, You Are Worth the Wait, by me, Tanisha D. Davis. Be sure to keep up with me on social media, also on Instagram, Tanisha D. Davis. And also follow Stardom 100 blog on Instagram and social media as well. I love each of you. Thank you for tuning in to the trending topics today on Stardom 100. If you didn't learn anything else from this show today, keep in mind that your actions are going to affect somebody. Somebody is going to be affected by your actions. And looking at Kevin Hart's situation should be a highlight to show you that your actions are going to affect somebody. So be careful about the things that you do. Be careful about what you say because somebody is watching, okay? And also shout out to Sammy. Sammy just dropped a new album called Coming of Age. I had the pleasure of covering a media event this past Sunday at the Soul Kitchen here in Mobile, Alabama. I was able to go backstage and cover an event with Sammy in the Savage Tour with Tank. He was on. He did an awesome performance. You know, I love Sammy. I've been a fan of Sammy since I was a child, since he hit the scene, you know. And Sammy went through a lot. And so he has a new documentary that's going to be releasing soon on YouTube. So it's called Coming of Age, The Sammy Story. So definitely keep a lookout for that on YouTube. But I'm so, so, so proud of Sammy because he has come so far. You know, he has been through a lot. He's been through a lot. Things that were meant to break him, he has stood strong. So I'm so proud of his success right now with his career and what he's doing. That's why I support him. I salute him because he's been in the game a long time. I mean, he's such a child, and he's doing an awesome job with his music career. So I love his album. My favorite song on the album is Be Alone. And the track talks about how he he has a problem with, he's afraid that he's going to be alone because, it's, you know, there's so many women that he can easily get because of his fame and money, but he doesn't want that to cause him to be alone, like he's kind of tired of that. Which I know, ladies, I know. I know a lot of you are probably saying, Sammy, alone. Yeah. Sammy looks good. Let's just say that. Sammy looks good. And, yeah, it's easy for him to attract the ladies. But, ladies, what's important for a guy is to have that stable, loyal woman that's going to be by his side throughout everything that he goes through, the ups and the downs. You know, it's more than just being with him because he looks good or being with him because of his status. It's about being with a man because, you know, you really love him and support him, and you're there for him and not for everything else he has going on around him. So salute to Sammy on his new album, Coming of Age. I have an article that I'll be releasing soon on the event coverage at the Soul Kitchen, which will be featured on my site, catchtanishad.wordpress.com. So be sure to follow that as well. So I appreciate all of you for tuning in. And just like I said earlier, just remember, your actions are going to affect somebody, so be smart about it, okay? So don't forget, go get my new book, You Are Worth the Wait, on Amazon.com. Do that for me. Comment your thoughts about this situation with Kevin Hart. Let me know what you think about that. Let me know how you feel about that, you know, about this whole thing that's going on in the media with him, okay? So I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to tune back in with me next Wednesday for another hot topic. This has been your girl, Star T. Davis, on Star 100 Block Radio, and I'm out.